The reading of the word today, the brother mentioned the wife of Manoah, remember? Made me think of a little woman that came once when I was in Jordan. I was in Jordan 60 days before I got to Israel. And she wanted prayer that she'd have a baby. She'd been married a long time, no baby yet. I prayed, and the Lord gave her a baby right 9 months later. But she had a sad thing. The baby grew up to be about 7 years old. Charles remembers her. He said, I want you to meet this woman. She wanted more children, but her husband would never give the honor to God for having that first baby. No, God didn't call it. My fault. But she never had another child after that because her husband wouldn't give honor to God for the baby that she got. Amen. God is good. He's got a great. He's got a severe tongue also. I want to say that the Word of God tells us to warn our children. Tell them the sad thing. Tell them the good things too. I wish there were more teenagers here. But some of you tell you, I want you to tell your children what happened today. Tell them one of the things I want to tell about here. I got much to tell you, but I won't have time to tell it now unless you give me more time. A bunch of testimonies here. I'll take some of the best ones and hope to help you have it. Paul and Barnabas came back to Jerusalem, and after going to all those lands, they come back and they told what wonderful things the Lord had done there. I'll read it quickly here. And they told her how God gave them honor, gave them wonderful miracles. He told all the wonderful miracles God gave them. Let's read it just a moment and read this here. Here it is. Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, you're together here today, they reported all that God had done with them. I won't have time for all that God has done with me. And how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. They told what God had done. Then later in the next chapter, fourth verse, Acts 15:4. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all the things that God had done with them. I want to report a few things that God has done with me. I hope it'll help your faith a little, because it's wonderful things I've seen. I've had the privilege of working in 70 nations of the earth. 72, my daughter reminds me. Thank you. 72 nations I worked in. I've seen miracles in all of them except two or three. Why? Because they wouldn't let me pray for the sick. The Lord wants us to pray for the sick. He wants us to give miracles to confirm His word. And so I find it true that He'll do that now. Now I want to tell you, I won't take time to tell you what happened then, but I started my ministry way back there when you were young people. Some of you weren't even born. It's in South America, Colombia. I fasted and prayed. I don't like to tell this much, but people think I'm boasting, but nobody else is going to tell it. Jesus told how I fasted 40 days, right? I fasted 40 days, nothing but water, pure water, not very pure either. Had something in it, made it taste bad. You couldn't taste ordinarily. It was a great time. It was on the 23rd day of that fasting that I prayed over sinners. In the middle of the prayer, He made me weep and cry. He made me weep and cry over sinners. I had never cried before. I cried for spanking, yeah. But it was that time the Lord made me cry over lost souls. And I went on to finish the fast. I quit my job at the airlines there and went to work for the airlines. Have you ever heard of the Avianca? Avianca? Some of you know Avianca, Colombian Airlines. Worked for a year and a half learning the Spanish language. ¿Hablan español ustedes? ¿Algunos hablan español? No? Oh, no voy a seguir en español. I'm not going to go in Spanish, Henry. So I was there with him at that time and learned Spanish. We're in the middle of Colombia being to help my sister with a mission station there. El Secreto means the secret. It's still a secret, but it's not so secret anymore. It's a great mission. The confluence of two rivers, the Rio Pa and the Upia rivers in Colombia. A great mission. The Lord gave my first two miracles in that ministry, in that school. A little boy that was healed. Well, I'll go to that later. A little girl was healed. She's dying of spinal meningitis. I had to pray and fast 3 days again. She came perfectly healed. A few days later, a man out the foot of the hill asked to pray for his wife who's sick and went down to pray for her. And when he come out, he said, I promise you I'll never pray again in the name of the Virgin Mary because you prayed for my little girl. My little girl died the same trouble that girl died from, spinal meningitis. A wonderful miracle the Lord gave us there. I'm just giving the highlights of the trip, what the Lord did there. Later, I prayed for a sick man, epilepsy, on the streets of Bogota. They're going in the capital city of Bogota. I walked down Calle Tracy. You know Calle Tracy? Anybody? Calle Tracy? It was east and west. Anyway, I was there at this place, this laying on the street, twisting and writhing in epilepsy. I prayed for him. A few moments, I gave the crowd a pamphlet. I always carried pamphlets in my pockets for the unbelievers. And they were in their hands right in my face. I said, what do you want? What do you want? We want more. Know more about this man. He's healed. I looked around. He was sitting on the curb. The druggist stood in the corner. He was watching it. He was in the corner with a drugstore. He used to buy Novocaine. I pulled molars and teeth to help the poor people. And anyway, he said, I remember that man. He had 15 attacks a day. I talked to him on the street. I said, what's your trouble? It's 15 attacks a day, and the doctors can do no more for me. I said, your only hope is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And anyway, the druggist said, I knew that man. 4 months later, I knew him. He'd come here every day from that day on. He says he was, from that day, he told me he never had one attack from epilepsy from that day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, good. Praise the Lord. The Encyclopedia Britannica tells us what a miracle is. How many know what a miracle is? Oh, here, two or three knows what a miracle are. You all believe in them. Amen. I'm just trying to help your faith a bit here. Encyclopedia Britannica, a miracle, an extraordinary and astonishing happening that is attributed to the presence of the action of an ultimate or divine power. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, miracle, an event or effect that cannot be explained by any known nature of natural law, the natural law we have. Usual and normally expected things of God's creation, such as invisible force and visible material objects, it moves them. We see that in our modern industry. I remember when I was in Israel the first time, I came here first in 1954-55, the winter, way back before you were born, most of you. And anyway, the Lord's blessed to be here about 30 times in this country. I lost track. I don't keep track anymore how many times I've been here. Spent about 3 years of my life in this country working for the prayer of the sick, going from village to village, praying for the sick and seeing miracles in this country. A young girl named Mazal Rosenblatt, a Jewish girl, she had used to come to meetings on Saturday at the Norwegian. Anybody know the Norwegian people here? The Norwegian, yeah, they have a missionary at that time. She'd come here. She'd love to hear me talk about miracles, she said. I love to hear you talk about miracles. He come from a real Orthodox family, but she snuck out to hear me talk about miracles. Later, when she come to the States, she phoned my wife there. She got to teaching the faith of, she taught about Hebrew. That's what she taught. And my wife asked, you still love Jesus? Oh, I really love him, she said. This Rosenblatt told me that. It's wonderful to know God is moving by the Spirit. I know that I don't want to tell you about the man who refused to have miracles in Kuwait. I was in Kuwait, and just one man didn't let me talk about miracles. I don't want to give you the story now, but I have it right here, what it said. But I couldn't have any miracles in Kuwait because there were no stories of the power of God being manifested there. I returned the same manner. It was in Messiah Jesus, the second coming. I had a dream once of Messiah coming. He was coming to the eastern sky. He had his arms like this, looking down on the earth below him. Jesus was coming. I saw him in a dream. A big cloud was around. I saw a different outline of a cloud around him, just like it said in the scripture. The cloud will show that he's coming again. And I thought, well, that's a sign he's coming soon. I had that dream from the Lord one night. I never forget it. Jesus coming in the clouds. I was standing in the King David's tomb here in Jerusalem, looking at, they call this tomb, they have a tomb here called King David's Tomb on Zion Hill, they call it. I was standing there looking at tomb of David. And I told him about the story of Jesus coming in the clouds. He was coming in like this in the clouds. And the Jew standing about 5 paces away, walked over. He said, "What do you mean? What does his face look like?" "I don't know what his face looks like. I sometimes think he wants that to keep quiet. Because some of the people's earth and lands think they look like his face, like their face, the darker faces, different faces. I just saw his form. So he was coming in the clouds like that. I don't think he wants to know what his face looks like. Nobody's really drawn a face of Jesus, verdad? That truth?" I said in Spanish. "He wants us to know him as he is." I want to tell you something that happened in Los Angeles. A testimony recently in Los Angeles. A woman named Martha Rodriguez came to our meeting one night. She was a grown woman. She had 3 children. Why'd she wait so long to testify? She told the healing she had in our meetings there when she was 13 years old, 13 and a half. She said, "I came with a leg. It was 8 inches short. And it was twisted out of joint, out of commission, disorganized. And it was from, in those days, they had polio. Very bad condition of the leg. "You prayed for me," she says, "and in the night I had a dream." No, it wasn't a dream. She was awakened by something pulling on her leg, pulling hard on her leg. She awakened. "Who's pulling on my leg?" she said. He woke up and her leg was drawn out 6 inches longer. It was 8 inches. She got 6 inches all at once. And the leg was deformation left her leg perfectly. I have her name and address right here. She lived on Cisco Drive, 5255 Palmdale, California. Very fine woman. And I wouldn't tell this about everybody, but she's an honest woman. She comes to a church. She came twice recently and gave her testimony before our audience in Los Angeles. It's a marvelous testimony. A woman healed, a deformed leg. And she said, why didn't he take the last 2 inches? He left me 2 inches short. She said, "I think it's because, like Jacob, remember, he's limped the rest of his life. Maybe it's to remind me that I still have 2 inches short." She has a heel, makes up for it. I can tell no difference in either leg. One heel is 2 inches short and built into the shoe. But it's wonderful she got the 6 inches. Praise the Lord for that. Say amen. Say amen. Praise the Lord. I like to tell these things, how God is moving by His Spirit, the good and the bad. Little Ricky Bish, he was 6 years old. Well, he's about 5 years old. This happened in Transfer, Pennsylvania. Anybody from Pennsylvania here? Pennsylvania, yes. What? One woman here? Transfer, ever turn Transfer? It's a little town, Western Pennsylvania. Ricky Bish is about 5 years old. He said, "I saw a man praying for the sick on television. Somebody's healed a short leg. And he wanted prayer for short legs, 1 inch short. 5-year-old boy. All right, I'll pray for it." I prayed for it. He came up later. "We're all right. They're both the same length now." Is anyone on that platform? They're still the same length. That little boy is perfectly healed, his short leg. I phoned the mother years later. A grown man. It still heals. He says, still have both legs the same length. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to tell you what the Lord's done by His Spirit. Is that clock moving right? Yeah. We're fine. Have a little more time, do it. Amen. I'd like to tell you about Vivian Borroso. Borroso. Anybody have Portuguese people here? This is a Portuguese name. She came to my meeting in Los Angeles. Well, she's not Portuguese American now. She's background Portuguese. She had a hip that was in bad condition. 2 years, the time she was on a wheelchair, time in terrible condition, a tumor on her hip, running all the time with pain. And she said, "I prayed the Lord to give me someone that prayed the prayer of the righteous man that availeth much. I don't claim to be righteous except through the blood of Jesus, of course. He gave me righteous through His blood. Amen. Hallelujah. And I try to live righteous. Amen." But she said she came for the prayer for that leg. And she was instantly healed, that 2-year tumor on her hip. Perfectly healed. Here's her name and address right here. God is moving by His Spirit. Hallelujah. And she had a son that works a missionary, did missionary tours in Africa. This son, David, very godly man, he said, "There's a young man over in Kenya. He's suffering with a terrible three diseases he had. They had 3 things wrong with him. I don't remember what they were. You name them what they were? Anyway, they had 3 diseases, but he had one. It was a secret. Secret, didn't tell what the 4th one was. He's a pastor's son. He's very ashamed of the 4th disease. What was wrong with him? Well, he wants us to pray for him. He's in his bed so sick he can't get out of bed. said, pray for him that he'll be healed. We prayed in Los Angeles the same hour. We noted the difference, about 7 hours difference between Kenyon and us in Los Angeles. Prayed the same time they were praying over there. We got an email back from their very educated people. He's pastor of the church, a father. That son was perfectly healed of all four diseases the same moment. Got out of bed perfectly well. The worst disease was AIDS. Positive with AIDS. He had the examination before, examination after, it's gone. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful example for Christ now, living for Christ, living for God in that church. He's the son of a pastor himself, this young man about 25 years old. Healed four diseases all at one time. Hallelujah. That's told to me by Sister Barroso. She kept contact with him. Hallelujah. Ah. Young man healed of homosexual desires. Ah. That's a real thing. It's a real privilege. He said he was healed. He had desires to be homosexual. We had a desire to leave him. That's a miracle. Some fight all their life with this desire. They fight homosexuality all their life to get rid of it. But this man was healed. But in that moment, he's had no more desire for anything of his own sex. A young man stopped me one day without the front yard watering my lawn. He got out of his car and walked over with a big smile. His name was Ernest Torres. Ernest Torres. He had been tested HIV with pirate, with the tie, with HIV, yes. And this man had a bad case of it. He said he came to my meeting and was healed. He had no more signs. But they had another HIV. It's gone now. Here's his name. Praise the Lord. He met me on the front yard and gave thanks to God. He met me, told me he was healed. Hallelujah. I like to tell what the Lord is doing by His Spirit. It's Mary Ann Greenway. She's a colored woman. Very fine. I have great faith with black people. They have much faith. Much faith they have. Hallelujah. She came to me one day, and she was almost blind. But she could see a little. She had eyes, both very sick in both eyes, with glaucoma. She had been to the hospital. I was standing in the entrance to the church talking to a young man about the meeting they were going to have that night in the church. She walked up to me. She said, the Lord took me off the bed in the hospital. What are you doing on the bed with the hospital? I had eyes with glaucoma. They were so sad and so bad. They were going to cut the nerves and leave me blind the rest of my eyes. The pain was so bad. I was waiting to have my eyes, nerves cut. So they were waiting to cut them. The Lord said, come on, let Paul pray for you. They call me Brother Paul around there. I said, well, don't you want to let a man come in that has the gift of God and pray for you in the meeting tonight? It would be a great meeting to sign. I'm strong for signs, you see that. Wonders, signs and wonders from God. Can't you wait tonight, be prayed for in the meeting, be healed tonight, and then that'll be a sign to unbelievers in the meeting. She walked away about five or six steps. She walked back. No, the Lord said for you to pray for me. I prayed for her there, and the Lord healed her eyes that moment. She didn't have to have the eyes operated on. She didn't have to have the nerves cut. She was healed. That Mary Ann Greenwood. Here's her name and address. Hallelujah. These are signs from God. Hallelujah. You all know about a crippled woman here in Jerusalem was healed, don't you? How many remember the story of a crippled woman here in Jerusalem? I told her here before, you know. Oh, there's some back here. My relatives remembered. Some are not relatives, I see. This crippled woman, I have a brief story about her. She was crippled because 4 years before she had an auto accident. She came on a Jewish ship. They know she was crippled. They had to help her off the gangplank to get her down in great pain. I was standing at the doorway of the YMCA. I had a room in the YMCA. Talking to a man, he said, I came to this place for some reason. I don't know why. Some special reason the Lord brought me here. I know why right away. This woman come walking in, Mary Ann Greenwade. She come walking in. He saw her crippled. I just told him I was going to have a meeting then. The YMCA auditorium, a little bit on the north side. You remember that north side in the YMCA meeting? And I had my first meeting there in 1954. She came limping into great pain. Mary Ann Greenwade, with a crippled look on her, in her face, in great pain. Why don't you pray for her? I'll bring her to the meeting. I told her we're going to have a meeting that next week. Next few days, he's going to have her in a meeting. I'll bring her to the meeting. The Lord sent her to that church for that reason, to get her that woman to that meeting. This man went and brought her to the service. She came crippled up to the front, 4 years of pain, suffering terrible at her hip. They helped her off the gangplank of the ship. She came on a ship. She came on the gangplank on that. This woman said she felt the power going through her. She come walking back up after prayer, perfectly normal. What's wrong? What's happened? I felt the Lord put a tensus in my hip, put my hip in the place. The back of the strain is in trouble. It's gone. I'm perfectly healed in my back, she told me. A woman, tourist from England, told me this. Here's her address, her name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Three reporters came to see me a few days about this woman. First nation, I've worked in 72 nations, the only place in Finland one man had me come to the office to talk to him about miracles. But this is the first place three reporters came to see me. Two from the Habokah, one to Habokah, remember Habokah? Habokah, that's the newspaper here in Hebrew. And the United Press man came, and a man from the Jerusalem Post came. They said, we want to hear about this woman. You prayed for her. She was healed. And they had to help her off the gangplank, get her down off the ship. She's walking in, dancing around, saying she's healed now. We want to hear about it. The Jews want to hear about it. Praise the Lord. And they came up and they said, tell us about it. Two came one time, one came alone later. Anybody know Mr. Meisels? Meisels, he's a reporter of the Jerusalem Post. He died about the last time I was here, he died. But he was an older man. He was with him. He said, tell me about this healing, this miracle. I told him about she was healed. She would come back, get on the ship, get on the gangplank. She was walking, no trouble. What happened to you? They asked her. I was healed in Jerusalem. They were so excited about that. They called the reporters. The reporters, the Jerusalem Post, published in the newspaper. It appeared in their newspaper, and it appeared in a newspaper in the United States, too. A man told about this woman healed of a crippled hip and trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a great. I saw her later in London and took her testimony down with, how many know it? Derek Prince. You know Derek Prince? Derek Prince? He went with me to get her testimony. He's a man you know. It's a great sign. I'll just jump down to Columbia a minute. There's a nearsighted boy in this church. His name was Johnson. They had a strange name for a Colombian, but he had a Latin father. This nearsighted boy couldn't see close. He could see at a distance. You know, he couldn't see a distance. That's right. He had a long auditorium about this long in Medellin where he was healed. We prayed for the people. He was so healed. He healed. He came walking back up later, crying with joy. His sight was perfect, and he was perfectly healed. A Colombian boy healed nearsighted in a moment's time. There's his name and address right there. It's wonderful what God is doing by the Spirit. This is something happening in Canada. Anybody from Canada here? Oh, praise the Lord. This was this woman's Sister Brandt, she was healed also there. She was healed of a trouble in her legs, of a run through her legs. This is Spanish. I had to read it in Spanish and turn it to English. She had a. Dios revealed that she received her son in the servicio, in the salt of that noche. The woman was healed of a strange stomach trouble, a reunion that was caído. The kidney is falling down to the wrong place. Came up in place at the right time. Somebody came up in place too. This woman was healed. Her name was Brandt. She's married to a man down there. It happened in Canada. Hallelujah. I went up to Canada once. Praise the Lord. I'd just like to give you these things. God is moving by a spirit. When I was in South India, there were some 300 conversions. I just put a mile. I think there are more, but there are some 300 conversions in 5 weeks' time due to miracles. 300 conversions. I worked in Assemblies of God in Calcutta. Worked with the Church of God, a different Church of God down in South India. Church of God again in Central India. Around 300 conversions took place. So many miracles took place, I don't have time to tell you about them in those 5 weeks. There are a couple of twins that had epilepsy. They were having this epilepsy about 5 attacks a day. 5 a day. Each would have about the same amount. Strange thing, had the two children, two young men about the same age, about 20 years old, the epileptics. They were both healed perfectly of the epilepsy in that meeting. And that was with Assembly of God. It was Assembly of God in Calcutta. Their number, they were the Cove, C-O-V-E. They had an English name. It was the Anglo-Indian group in India. Anglo-Indians working together. Epilepsy around 20 years old. They both had some 4 seizures daily. since they were young boys, had their seizures. In 1 month, they're both delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody have to say amen. I'm going to run out of time pretty soon. Can I go a little longer? Thank you. In India, anemia. Miss Aliyuma Chako. Lady healed in Anglican Church. Dr. Estevan, she only had 20% of the blood she needed in her body to go around. She had anemia so bad she had to wait 2 or 3 days for strength to get the meeting. She's the wife of another brother that testified in her place. He told how she was healed. He spent 5 minutes talking about the healing of his wife and anemia. He got perfect. She felt power going through her body all at once. It surged through her veins in a moment's time. She was healed of anemia. Hallelujah. Her name was Aliyama Chako. I just named that. Oh, praise the Lord. There were demon possession south end. Much demon possession down there. One night a lady was thrown to the ground, kicking and screaming and hollering out in the audience. I went back, instead of telling her to take her out, I said, let's pick her up and take her to the platform. I picked her on my arm and carried her to the platform. She kicked and scrambled and kicked around. She told me after she was delivered, she said, I spent 2 days walking in the hot sun to get this meeting. I heard God was moving by His Spirit. Hallelujah. And this woman was healed of her. These attacks, the terrible attacks of demon power come upon her possession. Her name was Sosamona M. Sosamona. Anyway, a wonderful meeting there. A Hindu boy, healed of epilepsy in India. Wonderful. Many people have been healed of epilepsy around different nations. This Hindu boy was healed of it in the center of Raipur. Anybody know Raipur, India? Raipur is the center of India. He instantly healed of this epilepsy that same moment, this Hindu boy. And he delivered it, caused him to become a believer. I like to tell this because God is moving by His Spirit. How many ever heard of Adela Swayze in Jordan? I was in Jordan for my wife's. Ever heard of Adela Swayze? She was totally blind. He came to my meeting. She drove all the way from Man, Jordan with her husband to get the meeting was held in a service in the YMCA. No, it was in the the theater of the, how many heard of the theater? It's a theater they have on the east side. Anyway, she came there. I was praying for the sick that day. She came as totally blind, been blind for several months. This woman, her name was Adela Swish. She had the Spanish name because she came and married a Hindu, married a Christian, and brought him up. They come together and lived in Jordan. But she said she was totally blind. I pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ, her eyes would be open. And in a moment's time, she said, I can see, I can see, I can see. And she reached out and touched me on the nose. She could see lightly at first. I said, come out tomorrow night. I was staying at Ramallah. Anybody ever heard of Costa Dare? He was in Ramallah for some year. Costa Dare, you heard of him, yeah, you heard of him. Costa Dare knew about him. Costa Dare knew about this woman. And she came out the next night, her eyes seeing perfectly. She had her perfect sight the rest of her life. Her name was Adela Swayze. Here's her name right here. It caused a great revival to break out in Jordan. I went to Jordan to stay 4 days because I didn't know anybody. I met a man in the garden tomb. He says, come over and pray for my people out in Ramallah. I went out there and prayed for the people there. And pretty soon, the Lord healed this woman of blindness. And that caused she came to the eastern side of Jordan. They came over in Jordan and said, why don't you come over and be in our... They argued with... argued with Costa Dare a while. I said, he said, let him go. He let me go. So I went over to Jordan. There we had many healings. The Swayze family was the one that had the great miracles. The son of I went later to see this family years later. And my grandson, Danny's here? Where's Danny? Mary took me over to see these people. The son of this woman's healed by us. He went with me. And this man, he was so happy his mother was healed. But the younger man didn't know. Remember that, Danny? The younger man didn't know, but he remembered them telling about it. While we were talking to the younger man, the older brother came running through town with his car. I was there when it happened. I was 6 years old when she was healed. She went off night seeing nothing. She came back home seeing perfectly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Amen. That was in Jordan, way back in 54, 55. I'm an old man. I'll be 91. I was 91 last January, so you'll forgive my sitting down, won't you? I'm 91. I feel young, but I feel good in my body, but my legs are a little bit tired. I mean, I was in Afghanistan, Kabul. Man had, how many have been to Afghanistan? It's a great place to go to. They believe in miracles. They're Muslims, but they believe in miracles. You know, friends, the Muslims believe in more miracles than you, not you people, it's the some Christians. They do. They're ready for miracles. They come right out there and get healed. This man came with numb flesh, pinching his legs. And he felt very numb in his body. He walked up to me, "I feel numb in my flesh," he said. "My five children have the same thing at home. I think maybe it's syphilis. They inherit that from their father. They had a weakness in his limbs from that." I prayed for the man, and I pinched one leg when I prayed for him. And I had to leave, go from one place to another. In Afghan, they didn't allow you to preach in public, but I had an interpreter. You're getting afraid. I went out the first day with a Christian interpreter. I didn't have any miracles because I was afraid to tell him I was a preacher. I was afraid to tell him I was praying for the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't tell him. I didn't have any miracles the first day. The second day, I said, "I'm going to tell them no matter what they tell me." They had put another man out of the country because he talks about Jesus Christ. So the second day, I used the name of Jesus Christ openly. I had a Muslim interpreter with me the second day, too. And this man was, I pinched his leg when I prayed for this older man. "I believe the Lord's healing you." And we had to leave that place because the crowd would get too big. And I went out to another country place and went out in the country to get away with the crowds of people. The crowd follows out there. This man came up to me, the old man, pinched one leg. He said, "The leg's all right now. You're pinched. Have a prayer for the other leg." "It needs prayer too," he said. "You have prayer." Then I said, "Come out in the country and pray for my children. They all have the same problem I have, all five of them." Well, I couldn't. It was getting dark then. I had to leave him, but I know that God moved in Afghanistan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many understand? Amen? I was in Jordan. There was one blind woman. I told you about her, Adela Swayze. And two Muslims were healed of blindness, too. One man was Shahadi Abdul Hadi. Anybody know Shahadi Abdul Hadi? Did I say it right? Shahadi Abdul Hadi. He was blind, too. For 7 years, he couldn't go to work. His boss was Jibrail Nasir Dugan was his boss. He went out, brought into the meeting, he was blind. And I prayed for that man, and for 7 years he couldn't see, and he began to see right away. Praise the Lord. And I tried to get him to come back to the meeting. "Well, I'm afraid," he said, "I'm a Muslim. I'm afraid they'll get me for coming to the meeting," but he was healed anyway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so many people among the Muslims can't come to our meetings because they're healed, but they are afraid they'll be killed or something will happen to them if they accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Pray for the Muslims, friend. They believe in miracles, but they don't allow their people to believe. It's sad people. Patricia, this woman was in my homeland. This woman had a problem with a tumor in her breast. The Lord healed her. Perfectly. They took it out of it, completely healed. They had an exam later. The doctor said, "Let's take it out and say that it's alive." No, they took it out. It's dead. The tumor's dead. Her daughter, Patricia, came to my meeting. She said, "I saw you in a dream." She recognized me the first time she came. "I saw you in a dream. And I saw that you prayed for me and the Lord healed me, delivered me." This woman had a trouble with in her life, she had a dream every night that someone was trying to steal her little boy. This is the daughter of the woman who's healed the tumor, you know, the adult grown woman. Someone was trying to steal her. Every night she had the same dream. Somebody was trying to steal a little boy. I had prayed that she would be delivered from these dreams. And that day she was delivered from the dream. The little boy was never stolen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to take a little more time. Lord bless you. Remember in Jordan, there's so many people healed. It's marvelous how many people were healed in Jordan. There was a man named S.S. Safadi. You recognize the name S.S. Safadi? It's the name of the Muslim. He was an accountant in the Ottoman Bank. He had me come to his home, a little afraid to come to the meetings, but he had me come to his home to pray for him. He had a big, beautiful two-story stone house, had his wife and children beside him. He had a kidney, it was an ulcer was his stomach. He had taken the best medicine from Germany to heal it. He had to take the medicine every day to be healed. Mr. Safi said, "I want you to pray for me that I'll be healed." I prayed for him and he was healed. The Lord delivered him that pain, his trouble. A few days later, I went to the bank to pick up some money. My father sent me some money from his radio works. I talked about him over the radio. My father used to tell about the miracles on the radio. He'd send me money to help me on my way. I went to the bank to pick up the money from my father, and the people were all looking at me at the bank. I said, "What are they looking at us for?" I had an interpreter beside me. "Oh, this is where Mr. Safady works." He called me in his office. He had his office full of the employees of the bank and wanted me to pray for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, I might take it. Can I take a little more time? I'm just half through.
One more hour.
Oh, thank you. One more hour. No. Paralyzed arm. This is interesting. It's from a Muslim girl. This is in Jordan. This little Muslim girl, she had about 8 or 10 years old. She paralyzed one side. She couldn't use her arm at all. Couldn't move it. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't help her mom with the work. She came to the meeting with a Christian neighbor girl. They came together, the two girls. The mother didn't come that night. And the Lord, there's so many people, I didn't have time to keep track of what God was doing. I prayed for the people coming out of the church, on one hand laying on the sick, on the other hand prayed for the people on the street, being two lines of people go at the same time. So many people in Jordan wanted to be prayed for. This little girl, I was healed. I didn't know she's healed. Her paralyzed arm was all right. Her mother found out about it. She said, "I want to see this person." She came to a meeting. The brethren were having a meeting in a home. The Muslims, the Christians, the Greeks. How many know the Arabs are real hospitable people? Wave your hand. They're very hospitable. Great. They only went with me later to Jordan. Amen. I was with this man, and I get this meeting. I was in the back room of the home. They had the meeting in the home. They were having a dinner there. They invited me up the front room. I stepped in the door, and the woman pointed at me. "That's the man." "What do you mean? What's she pointing at me for?" "I had a dream about him. I saw him in a dream." Many Muslims are having dreams these days. Muslims finding, how many heard of Muslims having dreams? Here's some people right here who heard of them. You come from the land of Muslims. Many Muslims, no? Anyway, they have dreams. They found Jesus in dreams. This woman had a dream. They had dreams about people who work with Jesus, too. And this woman said, "I saw you in a dream, and I decided to come to the meeting and see what you look like," because she saw me what I looked like in a dream. And her little daughter had been healed of a paralyzed arm. I came to the meeting. She had a girl standing beside her, and she said, "What about this paralyzed arm?" And it's perfectly healed. "Help me with the work now. It's working good now." And she said, "I saw you in the dream. You're the one I saw in the dream. Prayed for my daughter. I knew you were coming here because I had a dream some time ago. You would come here and she would be healed in the dream." I thought it was a wonderful thing. These Muslims. Anyway, the Muslim, the uncle stood up across the room. He was an uncle too. The uncle to the girl. "I'm going to become a Christian because the Lord healed my niece of this." Now that's what caused them to be saved. Muslims will get saved when they find that a miracle takes place. They'll accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Hallelujah. The Lord healer. Here it is. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry I've gone too long. Oh, can I go a little longer?
5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Thank you, brother. Speaking about the brother had this, he talked about Manoah's having this baby. Manoah's wife had the baby, remember, after a dream. You read that scripture, I think. A lot of barren women in Jordan, they couldn't have babies. One woman had a baby after I prayed for her. The other had their babies too, right? 9 months later, this woman had her baby boy. I came back later to Israel and met the boy. But Charles, remember the woman that had a little boy, 7 years old? She was born from, you remember the woman, the Muslim woman? She was a Christian. It's hard to remember. He'll remember if he thinks about it pretty soon. And she wanted another baby. But her husband wouldn't admit the first baby came to the Lord. And they never could have more babies. Had this one, that's all she could have. He wouldn't admit the first baby was given them by an answer to prayer. But the Lord gave her that answer. Hallelujah. When we have an answer to prayer, be sure to give God the glory. Don't tell anybody that you don't believe God gave it to you. You asked for it, believe He gave it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Well, I'll go a few more here. You said 5 more minutes, you said? This is a wonderful thing happened when I was in Thailand. A young lady came up late at the front. She was coming up the side, I remember. And she was about 18 years old. I would pray for people at the altar. Reverend Rossina was his name. Anybody know Warren Rossina's? Rossina was his name. He was a missionary. This lady came walking up late, and I walked over to lay hands upon her. She let out a terrified scream. I'd felt later in the day, if anybody ever screams in my meeting, I wanted to ask him why. I wanted to ask him why you were screaming. And she let out a scream. I said, "What happened to you?" When you come in, I saw a light coming in the back of the room, coming in the ceiling, come down toward me. And suddenly it turned into a little bird. And that bone was healed, my pain in my side. I'd had this pain in kidney for much time. That bone has left me. This woman, 18 years old, she's healed. She saw a vision of the Holy Spirit entering and coming over, and the light came over her. And she saw the dove, which is the emblem of the Holy Spirit. That moment she was healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody have a say amen. Well, that's great. So many I've had to write them down. This woman had in Nasiosiega. That's right. This woman was 18. In Indonesia, this happened. I walked that night in this place, and she came up crying with joy. She said, "I was blind in my eye from birth, and the Lord gave me sight in my eye." And she said, "I'm seeing good. I had 10 years of pain in the eye. It was blind, and tonight I got my sight in my eye. Praise the Lord." This happened to a woman in Indonesia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know. I got to quit pretty quick here. There's so many things. There's so many people healed. Oh, I go through some of them here. See what war is good here. There's so many I don't want to tell you about. I was out in Los Angeles. A woman is healed of a hard hearing ears, very hard hearing ears. I asked, "Does anybody know this woman?" I like people to come up and test their ears. They've been healed of hard hearing ears. A woman came up, and she said, a man came up after she was healed. Well, she's about 24 years old, the man. This woman was his mother. Yes, you want to see if she can hear? She hear good. He tested her. And the man began to cry. 24-year-old man began to cry. I said, "What's wrong? Are you saved? Are you saved?" I asked him. "No, I'm not." "You want to take Jesus as your Savior?" "Yes, I do," he said. That moment he took Jesus as your Savior. That's happened to receive me in homeland. So many things happened that I'd like to tell about. I know I'm taking much of your time, but I can just tell you many, many things that's happened. 72 nations of the earth where I've seen the Lord do miracles and signs and wonders. I believe He wants to do something here today. How many believe He wants to heal somebody here today? Amen. I got to quit. I don't know how much time you allow me here, but I'd like to tell you more things, but the Lord's moved by His Spirit. He wants to move here today. I want to pray over the audience. And sometimes He heals people right in the audience. That's a great miracle, just people healing the audience. He heals them right there where they're seated, in their seats. He does that for them as we pray. I want to pray that God will heal people here today. Heal whatever your trouble is. If you have deafness, believe for that. If it's blindness, believe for that. If it's hard of hearing, let God know what happens. We want to pray the Lord will heal you here today. How many believe He wants to heal here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Most of you do, yes. Praise the Lord. I believe He wants to heal. Heavenly Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask You to heal some of these people. Do a sign and a wonder right now, Lord. Give Your name glory. Give Your name honor. Give Your name praise. Let us know that Jesus Christ, You're interceding at the right hand of God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we know You're working. You're moving in this audience as You move from many people throughout the world. We praise and thank You, Lord, for the answer. We give You honor and praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heal them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you people to feel what was wrong with you. If you had something wrong, If it's your hearing, test your ears. If it's something else that's wrong, test it. Tell me what the Lord has done for you. The Lord heals people right where they sit in the audience. Anybody here is healed, let me know about it. We want you to know that God is healing by His Spirit today. He's healing people right here now. Some are healed instantly. Some are healed gradually, little by little. And some are healed by late action, like you heard tonight. Some are healed on the way home. Some are healed, they get up in bed, they're healed that night. The Lord's healed in different ways. Let Chuck know about what's done here today. Let him know what God is moving, what by His Spirit did here today. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen.